Well, look at you. Congratulations. You made it. You're here. You made it to a place you've never been before. Of course, the props around you look the same, right? They're all in their places and suggesting to you that today's going to be a heck of a lot like yesterday. And it will be, and it can be, if you agree with them. There's an old saying, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Now, when I tell you that, your brain does one of two things. You either tell yourself, oh, well, that was really nice. Or, boom, you get it. You really get what it's telling you. That mind of yours, I tell you, it's a funny thing. It's easily deceived. And this one's perhaps the costliest deceiver that you and I face every day. You see, you woke up this morning with a God-gifted fresh start. Some weren't so lucky to wake up at all, but you were. You looked around, everything looked in its place. You got up, did your usual routine, ate your usual breakfast, and did your stamped protocol left over from yesterday. Now here's what you may have missed. You've never been here before. You've never been this smart, never been this seasoned, this poised and ready, this close to your purpose. Never. And yet, your brain isn't registering such. You see, it defaults to what you know from your past experiences. We are addicted to familiarity, and familiarity only keeps us tangled in repetition. My friends, sit right here with me a minute. Let's gander how the cow chews the cud on this one. Now, these props around you, they don't change because, oh, frankly, they're dead. They're all temporary, inanimate objects here to support you. But you, oh boy, you are a living, loving, vibrant creation made with big plans in mind. Your Maker formed you in His image, in His own image. Did you get that? He designed you to explore, to expand, discover, and to wiggle your way out of that old mental skin of yours into a new one every day. Isaiah 43:18 tells us, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? It might be time for you to do a little flipping. Flip your thinking right now. Get up and do something you didn't do yesterday or the day before. You are packed with gifts, talents, love, all to give away. And like that horse being held back by the lawn chair, your thinking has lulled you to sleep. Here's to recognizing the newness of this day, a day that you've never seen before. Hey, this is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my family viewers. Now go make this day count.